The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So Dave & Buster's is being accused, and in fact, they got busted. Their tip calculator was, when they turn the little screen around, and it's like 20%, yes. 20%. Well, one of their patrons was like, that doesn't seem right. Added it up. It was set at 28%.
And it said
20? Yeah, and had been for over a year.
Oh.
And nobody noticed, because most times when you pay, now you don't even have to swipe or anything. You just press your little card on there and everything's done.
And then you hit tip. And it's usually a set amount.
Okay, so for me, I add our tip. Otto knows this. And he'll say, what do I tip? And I either do 20 or 25% according to my service. Never lower than 20 unless it's really bad. It's got to be horrible for me to do 15 because I was a server. So I would have noticed. This woman who figured it out, she was a server. Oh. I promise you. At one point in time, she was either a server or a bartender, and she was probably going to tip 20 or,
I don't know if I like her now.
What do you mean like her? She saved you 8%.
Is she snitch on her fellow industry folk?
No.
Oh, no.
Former. I don't think she still is. And even if she is, no.
And I know this is not a popular opinion, but tipping culture has become outrageous.
Tell.
Recently, I was at a very fancy grocery store getting a bag of chips. And this is just a grocery store.
I was with you, Otto. I know what you're doing.
And I'm getting a bag of chips and a water. And the girl literally flips her little screen around to add a tip for me buying a bag of chips and a water.
Which, by the way, were like $22.
Yeah, it was crazy expensive.
I'm not kidding. It was crazy expensive.
And so when she did that and I flipped it right back towards her and looked at her and I was like, what was that for? And she rolled her eyes at me and then proceeded to walk away. I thought she really felt entitled to a tip on a $22 bag of chips.
Now, Dana, were you there for this?
Yes.
I was right there. I moved to the side because I already knew. Then, I was like, I'm not going to be embarrassed.
I want Dana's input. Was Automatic a little sassy when he flipped that screen back around?
Sassed her. He sassed her.
Oh, yeah. I know he did.
He sassed her good.
He's a sassy mama.
Now, I will say, though, she deserved it. Girl, we are spending $22. And it wasn't even two waters. It was one because you were like, this water's too expensive. We're going to have to share. And I agreed. Yeah, I have tip fatigue, too. I get it. Look, I was a tip. I always tip. I just said 20 to 25% is a lot. But if I am walking in and I'm serving myself, if it's a buffet, you're not going to get that. If it's a buffet, I'm going to do 10%. You know, if it's cafecito, if I'm pulling up to Big Bucks or Butch Bros, I'm going to do $1. Because you're not really doing much. But I still want to give you something.
When it comes to the coffee places, specifically, you reference them as Big Bros?
No, Butch Bros.
Oh, Butch Bros. My bad. Okay, Big Bucks is the other one. Okay.
Yeah, Big Bucks.
What I need them to do more when they ask for a tip is look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes when you ask for a tip. They like the Gen Z people. They like passively aggressively flip it around and then just be like, "There's a question there," and it's like, you know what that question's asking me about. Look me in the eyes.
The only time they look in the eyes when you ask for a large, and they say, "Actually, that's a venti." All right, we have line two, Manny. You said you wanted to talk about tip fatigue. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
I just had my birthday recently.
I know. I wished you a happy birthday.
Yeah. It was 2 days after Producer Jax.
Yes.
And I went to AKA Butch Bros. And, I went for my free coffee. They asked me for a tip. And I'm like, it's a free coffee. What
and
are you
it's
talking
your birthday.
About?
No.
I'm like, it's $0. And I'm like, okay, I guess, I'll give y'all a tip,
I'm sorry,
no.
Manny. I'm going to have to side with the Butch Bros on this one.
No,
because you're going to get a free coffee. You're going to have to give them $1.
It's my birthday. Give me one
it's
day.
So it's tip. Free.
But it's a gift, it's like when somebody's giving you a birthday gift, it's like, hey, can I get half of that money back for that gift? It's like, I bought you a cologne, can I get $50 back
for
that cologne?
Yeah, thank you, Manny. It's like happy, non-birthday.
He totally has
a point. Jordan, okay, you're a server, so when it comes to tip fatigue, you must see this differently. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
I'm a bartender, so I understand the tipping thing. but I don't think you should be getting tipped for making coffee when you're already making above minimum wage. When I'm making $2,
Jordan, let's not hate now.
Let's do it.
Just because everybody else,
and we all know that bartenders make a lot more than baristas.
No, but still, bartending is hard work.
I'm not hating. I'm saying, like, if you're making above minimum and you expect a tip, you shouldn't, like, be expecting it. But I'm making $2 an hour, so I have to work above and beyond. I have to have a smile on my face, even in my worst mood, because I have to work for that tip.
See, this is a bigger conversation. You don't want me to get into this, because I think it's unfair that you have to work for that. I did it for years. I was a waitress. I was a bartender, you know, and I hated it because some days I made enough to live and some days I didn't. And then your employer has to come in. There's so many nuances to this. And we only have, you know, it was seconds to talk about it. It's like, and I mean it because I understand her. And you're serving the best drink and you're like, I've worked so hard, and somebody comes in, they order 20, blah, and they leave you a dollar. Now, the cafecito, she's right. I will not tip as much, but I always tip. Big bucks or Butch Bros. Just not on my goddamn birthday. Don't ask me. Okay, Joaquin's been holding for a minute. Okay, Joaquin, tell us about tipping. What's your thoughts on the tip fatigue convo?
First of all, I used to work for tips, so I know.
You know. It's so hard.
It is horrible. But you know what? I can say that every tip I made was a blessing. So I had some staff members that complained about the little old lady tipping me 50 cents. I'm like, you know what? She's probably stuck in 1920 and thought 50 cents was a lot of money. But that may have been only what she had. So I used to tell my staff, you know what? That's 50 cents more than I had when I walked in the door.
And Joaquin, she's probably, you know what's stuck in 1920? The Social Security check she's getting. But anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
There you go.
So one of my friends said, hey, man, tip the bartender $5, close out my account. I'm like, okay, it wasn't my credit card because I probably would have tipped more. I didn't know what the tab was.
Yeah.
So I go and I tip the bartender $5. I don't even remember what the tab was. But, hey, again, it's a blessing. So what does he do? He brings the $5 back and he goes, did I give you bad service? I'm like, I don't know. Why? I didn't buy the drinks. My friend did. He goes, well, this is an insult. And he gave me the $5. I'm like, excuse me? Let me tell you something. No, he didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
That was $5. Yes, that was $5 more than you had when you walked in the door. But you know what? And I pulled it out of his hands. I said, thank you, because I just made $5.
There you go. I would never do that. That is the snobbiest thing. That means you have a lot of money. If you're willing to come to give me back the $5, honey, I will take it, okay?
Right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a foodie influencer couple that went viral, and not because of the food they were eating. Nina Santiago and her partner, Patrick Blackwood. Yep. So they go into a local restaurant when a car crashed through the window. Now, CBS actually got to speak with them after the accident. This audio we're about to play for you, you're going to hear the crash, the moment it all happened, and then you'll hear them. I think this is from the hospital.
It's a good thing that we can at least walk out of here. I'm sore and all banged up, but not dead. I have glass all over my body.
I'm just blessed. Thank you, Loyal. Thank you, Universe.
I'm just glad I'm alive.
I saw that video, and I don't even know how they survived that. It looks absolutely insane. We're going to share the video. You can go at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I have to put it up. And now they're suing.
They're suing the restaurant, which I thought was...
For $1 million. $1 million.
They said that the restaurant didn't have barriers to protect them. I don't know that how many restaurants have barriers in front of their restaurant. I don't know who does that. And then the other thing that got me was it's Tony Busby who's going after it. And to me, Tony Busby in the last year, I didn't know who he was a year ago. Now I do. Well, and he's the ultimate ambulance chaser.
They're my friends. And I hope that the psychological impact that the vehicle had on them, is damaging a lot going forward. And I could understand why they would be suing like that.
And Anthony, I'm glad you said that, because Otto, you're like, he's the ultimate ambulance chaser. These people were in the hospital. This isn't like it was just some...
No, I get it.
Little bump.
I guess I just hear his name constantly, and anytime it's always associated
I would
with
want his name behind me when it comes to this. I ran through a glass wall one time.
Oh, like the Kool-Aid man?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I didn't... It was really clean, and I swear I ran through it, and I had glass inside of my body. for over a month. I had to take hot showers so that the little particles of glass would come out of the pores. In fact, there was one piece of glass in my arm for years. Damn. I finally had to have it physically removed because it would bother me so much.
My dad had a car accident when we lived in Minnesota, and he went through the windshield. And there was a freeze later on that year, and his face froze, and you could actually see the glass in his face.
No!
Yeah, it was crazy.
So I think that they should get some money. Yeah, that's a reason to sue.
Yeah,
exactly.
You don't want to have glass face. And
yeah, he had to have surgery to have each one removed.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like some kind of X-Man or something. But I think this is serious. And I do think that the restaurant, you know, and they have insurance, all of that. Put those, what are they, metal barriers up at the front, like where you park. Okay. If they'd had some of that, maybe they wouldn't have crashed through the glass. I don't exactly know what's in the front, but I know the food here at this restaurant, what is it called again? Kuvi Culinary Creations, must be really good because this couple did something I didn't expect.
We came back just to make sure that they have peace of mind, and also because the food is actually amazing.
They're like, we almost died, but we're back.
No, I like them.
Thumbnail went crazy.
Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.